return of former Doctor Who star David Tennant, who will be lining up in Richard II. Gregory Doran is the artistic director of the RSC. I got the chance to have a chat with him earlier and said, you know, it's his first season in charge, but nobody's looking at him. The headlines are all about the return of David Tennant.
I'm really delighted that David's coming back. You know, we had such a good time on Hamlet 5 years ago. And we've been trying to work out, you know, what he should do again, what the next part he should play, when he could come back to the RSC, because he's a very, very busy man, never off the telly at the moment. And Richard II was the one we chose. It's I think it's a real challenge for David, in a way more of a challenge than Hamlet, in a sense, even though Hamlet's regarded as the Everest, you know, for actors. Richard II is a great lyric tragedy, and he's got to touch different parts of himself to get there. So I think it's not just a kind of automatic, you know, easy one to do, but I'm really looking forward to the challenge of working with him again on that.
Now, it's grabbed the headlines, but I think the thing sort of drilling down I was quite interested in is that this is kind of the start, because it's your first season in charge, isn't it, at the RSC, and it's the start of a 3-year arc, isn't it? Tell us what you're going to do.
Well, it's essentially part of a 5-year plan, but the first 3 years of that plan is sort of given to me on a plate, because there are two great Shakespeare dates coming up for us Shakespeare nerds. One is that 2014 is Shakespeare's 450th birthday, but 2 years later, in 2016, it's the quatercentenary, as I'm now instructed to call it, the 400 years since Shakespeare died. So there are two kind of dates, and I was resisting the sense that this should be two different festivals, and thinking that in a way we should celebrate his life in an arc that goes from his birth date to the day he died. So a 3-year look at Shakespeare's life, in a way, and that was the... That gave me the first building blocks, if you like, of our 5-year plan. And the idea, I think, is to do all the entire canon within that time, but on the main stage. So, for instance, we haven't done Two Gentlemen of Verona on the main stage for 45 years.
Wow.
Full production. We've done it in the Swan a couple of times. You know, we had a lovely production in the Complete Works Festival from Brazil. But doing it ourselves on the main stage, we haven't done for a long, long time. So we'll do all the plays on the main stage, which leaves the Swan freer for the repertoire for which it was originally intended, which is the work from that Shakespeare was inspired by and that he inspired, and the work by his fellow writers, you know, who he was working alongside with, like Christopher Marlowe and Ben Jonson.
So you know,
that's going to be an exciting kind of exploration through the whole of the Swan repertoire.
That will be an exciting thing to look forward to. Now that I'm quite interested in seeing that Wolf Hall and Bring Up the Bodies are going to be staged in the Swan. That's something of a coup, isn't it?
It's a coup. Somebody texted me and said, congratulations on landing the hottest literary property in the Western world. In that Hilary Mantel, of course, is a Booker Prize-winning novel for the novel Wolf Hall. And then the real coup was that she landed the Man Booker Prize for the second time for Bring Up the Bodies. And nobody's ever won the Man Booker Prize twice and never won it for a sequel. So that's a thrill. But for me personally, what's more of a thrill... is that Hilary herself is engaged with the process of turning the plays into stage adaptations. And she promised me that she said, I've got all these scenes which I left out of the book that could be very useful for the stage. So there might be all sorts of bits that weren't in the books that appear on stage.
Well, that will be quite interesting. And to work alongside her as well means that, you know, the product, it wouldn't not be high quality, but you're going to get the very, very best out of those two texts, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, having her understanding alongside it, and she came to see Written on the Heart, the David Edgar play, when we did that in the Swan last year, and I think she was just sort of blown away by the company and the space, and just felt that it was the perfect space for Wolf Hall and for Bring Up the Bodies, and it is a kind of very Shakespearean subject, of course. The first Shakespeare I ever directed for the company was the play he wrote about Henry VIII, All Is True. And, it, you know, it